The Gemara Daf Chaf Chesam Daf on the bottom says that if a person was kafu lechel matzah yatzah, if you force a person to eat matzah, he's yatzah the mitzvah. And the Gemara has a shaila, who is kaifim? It can't be a shade. And the Gemara ends up saying it's kafu persiyim. The Persians, the guy, are kaifim to eat matzah. The Ritvavir is bothered with the kasha. Seems to be that the tzir of persiyim being kaifim to eat matzah is not such a common case. He says, lechay, there's a very simple case the Gemara could have said. The Gemara could have said that it was kafu bezdin. Bezdin were kaifim to eat the matzah. The Gemara says in Ksubis, if a person doesn't want to do a mitzvah, say sukkah vein oisa, he's supposed to do a mitzvah, he doesn't do it, so bezin or makin oisa shetetze nafshei, bezin will hit him until they force him to do the mitzvah, or until he dies. So why can't we see over here that this is a case of kafu bezin? Bezin was the one who was kaifim to be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah. And the answer is that if we're talking about a kfiya bezin, then basically we have a cloud that we assume that even though they're forcing him, at the end of the day, he really wants to do what Bezin wants, and that ends up being his ratzon, and that is considered he did have kavana, so that wouldn't be a chiddush of mitzvah kavana. It would be pasha that you yitz in the mitzvah like that, because it's as if you're being mechaven, and therefore the Gemara doesn't want to give such a case of kafu Bezin. But al kopanim, from the kasha of the Ritva, I think you could bring a raya to be pasha a suffolk of the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim in his psicha telcha Shabbos has a chakira in this din of kafu Bezin, whether you're allowed to do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov or not. What's the shaila? Even if you could be kaif in a way where you're not necessarily doing a malacha, but he says there's a halacha that ain't done in on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're not allowed to, bezin can't be done. They can't give an einish on Shabbos and Yom Tov, even if it does not involve a ma'aseh of chil Shabbos. The etzem act of giving an einish is something which is also on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and mele his mesupik is this din of bezin makin eisa shetetze nafshei, the din of kaif and alamitzvus, is that mutter on Shabbos and Yom Tov or not? What's the shaila? L'char, the shaila is telling a chakir that achanim have in this din of kaif and alamitzvus. Is it a din einish? Is it a punishment for being mevatel and mitzvus asay? Or is it not an einish? It's just a way for bezin to enforce and make sure that you mekayim your mitzvah. If it's a din einish, then pashas you can't do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but if it's just a way to get you to do your mitzvah, it's not an einish, it's not mamash ei ma'isa bezdin, doesn't go into ein danav ein einshim, and therefore perhaps it would be mutter on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So al kapanim lefi this ritva, you have a raya mefureshes that he understood that you could be kaif on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because we're obviously talking about Yom Tov over here, we're talking about eating matzah and lal Pesach, and yet the ritva is bothered why the Gemara doesn't say that we're talking about a case of kafu bezdin, the bezdin was kaifim. So you see clearly that the ritva held that you could be, bezdin could be makin oisa and kaifahim on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and that lechayr would be paishet the safik of the prima gadim. But al kapanim lefi that side of the prima gadim, that you can't be kaif on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that would be another teretz to the kasha of the ritva. That's what perhaps why the Gemara did not want to be makim it that it was kafu bezdin, because maybe lefi that shita would be aser to be kaifah on Yom Tov because of this Isser of Ein Danan Vein Einshim on Shabbos and Yom Tov.